Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. A Money Matters listener wrote in some weeks ago suggesting that I, and many like me who write public articles and newscasts touting the evils of inflation, were part of the reason people think there is inflation. He also pointed to the Consumer Price Index figure put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the latest figures showed a recent inflation figure right of around 3%. I had called the inflation in our country raging. He seemed to have a problem with that, my listener. Not only did he say I was grossly exaggerating, but also part of the problem by writing such things and broadcasting such things, I was stoking the mental fire of inflation for those listeners and readers. I gave some serious thought to both his concerns and replied that I didn't think an article or two or a newscast could convince people there existed an economic inflation problem if it wasn't there. I also addressed the second part of his comments about a 3% Bureau of Labor Statistics figure being far from raging inflation by referring him to a website called shadowstats.com. It is run by a gentleman named John Williams, who I interviewed about 12 years ago on my radio show, Money Matters. Williams' webpage, shadowstats.com, centers around the idea that the inflation metrics used by the government has been altered many, many times over the decades, starting about around the Lyndon Johnson years, but there were alterations many years before that as well. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has tweaked the way they measure inflation, like I said, many times. And these adjustments can be found at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website if you're interested. The reason why they do it and what effect it has had on the resulting statistics is highly debated. The Bureau of Labor Statistics claim each adjustment is to get a more accurate picture of inflation. I would say, right. Others argue, and I am in this camp, that if one is going to measure the change in prices, which is inflation, the same measuring stick should be used. Makes sense to me. Anyway, I've covered some of the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics calculates inflation and some of the ways they have changed it in my previous newscasts and articles. Needless to say, some of the methods seem counterintuitive if one is trying to get accurate measurements over time. For instance, they use a metric called the substitution effect. This wonderful little device assumes, for example, that if steak rises in price, you will change to buying hot dogs. So they substitute the price of hot dogs where they originally used the price of steak. It's a simplistic but accurate example of some of their questionable methods, and trust me, there are many. Anyway, shadowstats.com calculates inflation based on the idea that using the same metrics used decades ago will give you a more accurate snapshot of inflation. The argument here is that inflation looks better, however. Whatever administration is in power will look better come election time. And I'm not singling out any one administration or party. They have all done it. My point is that the figures that the BLS gives us woefully underestimates inflation, yet the BLS numbers are what many people clue in on. That said, wanting to find out if my articles and newscasts can convince people there is a higher inflation than what is stated by the BLS, I ran a poll on social media asking if people thought inflation was non-existent, mild, moderate, or high, and whether they thought that was because of what they read or heard on newscasts like this one, or what they saw when they actually gone shopping. Although my poll was anything but official and only picked up about 125 participants, and all were local here in the county, about 99% said inflation was real. About 6% said inflation was real, but slowing down. About 5% said inflation was caused by greedy corporations. And 95% say they inflation because they actually shop and not because they actually read or heard a newscast of mine or someone else. And 85% said inflation was either bad, ridiculous, high, terrible, or used similar words to describe it. No one answered the question that they believed inflation was real because of what they're being told by media, although 8% did reference the BLS figure of 3%, and they believe that inflation was 3%. I would ask you, do you believe that? Considerations would be that my poll was just on social media, only included probably local county pages and therefore probably only local people, and was very small in sample size compared to national polls. But the results are about what I expected. In conclusion, inflation is a result of the many administrations of both parties for the last 40 or 50 years, printing money like crazy for the many entitlement programs and social safety nets lavished on the American people. That's you and I. Many of these programs are good programs and sorely needed, but too much spending and you guessed it, a lot of inflation, and that's what we have. Raging was the word I used, but although no one used that particular word, the words they did use were very similar. Inflation is bad, and it isn't because news reporters like me tell you so. People know it because they feel it in their wallets every time they go shopping. And so now, I don't feel so guilty. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, and not the opinion of this radio station and staff members. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, and I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name is Mark Gunaverde. Thanks for listening. Money. So they say.